Parshas Vayera begins, Va'ira al Avraham al Yitzhak v'al Yaakov v'al Shakai Yishmi Hashem Lo'inadati lohem. That Hashem appeared to the Avos HaKadoshim with the Kel Shakai, but the Shem Havaya he did not. So all the first Shem are tumulting with Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha. Va'ira al Ha'avos. What does Rashi come to add? If the Pasuk already says Va'ira al Avraham al Yitzhak v'al Yaakov, what does it help to say Va'ira al Ha'avos? Now, in regards to the broader sugya of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Parashat Shemayim, the Torah tells us that already Paro is throwing all Jewish boys and all Mitzri boys into the river. Why? Because the Chatumim, the stargazers, they told Paro that the Goel Yisrael will be born, and they were able to track when that will be. But they didn't know whether he was going to be a Yid or a Mitzri. So therefore, they gave advice to Paro to throw all boys into the river. So the question though is that if they were able to see so good already, that who the girl Yisrael is, when he's coming into the world, what needs to be done, how come they couldn't tell whether he was a Yid or a Mitzri? Lastly, even going back to Parshas Vayigash, when Yehuda approaches Yosef. So the Medrash says that when Yosef was approached by Yehuda, Yehuda already knew that this was Yosef. And the question is, where does the Medrash see that from the Psukim? From the delivery, from what he said? Maybe it's just Messiah. And through this conversation, V'lo yochel Yosef lesapek, he gives up, he wins, and he reveals his identity. What was it about Yehuda's passionate drasha which forced Yosef to be Megal himself? He didn't want to. For Loyach Yosef is epic. The Sassama says he had more tikkunim to do, but he couldn't hold back. And this brings us to the next question, which is hopefully Pesach into the sugya. It's Hashem. Yosef has his dreams, and in the second dream where he sees the Shemesh and the Areach and the Koichavim. So Yaakov hears these dreams and he rebukes Yosef. Avoi navo ani ve'imcha ve'achecha l'shtachav v'selcha aretzo. Rashi says, your mother is past. So it must be that the whole dream is Baba Maisas. However, the Medrash says, v'aviv shamar sadavar haye mitzapa Yaakov avicha Yaakov avinu sheyehi yetchias ha'meisa miyamav. Really, Yaakov was hoping all along that the moon itaka is Rachel, and there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and Yosef is going to be the one who is going to be Megala the secret of Tchias HaMeisim. Those were the secret hopes of Yaakov Avinu, which he didn't express to the brothers. Outwardly, he rebuked them, but in his heart of hearts, he was hoping that through Yosef would come Tchias HaMeisim. In the end, of course, Chazal tell us that the dream wasn't Batal Lagamre. The moon did bow down to Yosef, and that was Bila. Now, what's interesting is that if we go a little bit later, fast forward in Yosef's life, to his encounter with Eishes Potiphar, Chazal tell us, "My Yosef kivin l'shem shemayim, af Eishes Potiphar kivin l'shem shemayim." Why was she mechavin l'shem shemayim? She knew and he knew that from this house, children of Yosef would be born, and they would be exceptional children, which they were. Eishes Potiphar thought it was her. Who else could it be? She didn't have any children. But Lamaisa, it wasn't her. It was Asnas. Who was Asnas? The daughter of Shimon and Dina. And there's various midrashim in explaining how Asnas came to Mitzrayim. So she lands in the house of Potiphar and his wife, and she's raised there. But it's not referring to Eishes Potiphar. It's referring to Asnas, who was also Nas. But Yosef and Eishes Potiphar apparently didn't see that. Because had they understood that reality, it wouldn't have been a Nisayon. Why not? Why not is because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, in Maseches Megillah, the following. And this is the Yesod HaDvar. When it comes to having children and raising children, which is the mitzvah pru revu. The Radak says pru is to have the children. Revu means to raise the children. Chazal say, kol hamagadol yasam visama b'sech b'esai, anybody who raises an orphan in their home, ma'ale olav akasav ki iliyada. The Torah considers it as if one has given birth to them. Now, the Marshal in Chachma Shlomo, in his Halachas and Pur Revu, in the beginning of Eben HaEzer, has a very famous remark. That based on this Chazal, a person can be mekayim the mitzvah Pur Revu by raising a yasam and a shalom. Ma'ale olav akasav ki iliyada. What is the source of this halacha? So the Gemara brings a couple sources, but the most well-known source is Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Torah says, based on Psukim, that Basya gave birth to Moshe. The Gemara says, can't be. V'hara v'yeh r'v'yeh. She only raised him. She didn't give birth to him. Oh, you want to know how that works? It's as if Basya gave birth to Moshe. And then the Gemara continues in Sanhedrin and says, we find a similar yesod when it comes to teaching Torah to somebody else's children. The Gemara learns, since the Torah refers to Elazar and Isamar and Nadav and Avihu as the children of Moshe, the Gemara asks, Moshe didn't give birth to them. These are the Talmud of Aaron. Okay. Kol hamalabed ben chavir Torah, ma'al olav akasav ki ilu yolda. Anyone who teaches his friend's children Torah, it's as if he gave birth to them. And this also is learned out from Moshe. But what do we see from here? It could be said that since both Makaris are attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu, that when Moshe came into the world, he was Megale, this Yisrael. Moshe revealed the Inyan. That was his Chiddush that he brought to the world. And the reason why he's the first Makar from Basya and Moshe is because Moshe, when he came into the world, he was Mechadish that Chiddush. And he was Mechadish the Chiddush that anybody who teaches his friends, children, Torah, it's as if gives their birth to them. Both of these Inyanim, these Lumduses of Ma'aleh Ha'alav Akas of Kilo Yadol, that's Sada Shava. That belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a right to that. Because we find the Torah mentions Serach Bas Asher twice in the Torah. One in Sefer Bereishis and the other in Sefer Bamidbar. The first time Asher's daughter, Serach, is mentioned, the Torah says, this is Bereishis Perek Mem Vav, is listing the children of Asher. It says, Yishvi Beriah v'Serach Achoisam, and Serach their sister. Yet, in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Chaf Vav, the Torah says, V'shem bas Asher Sarach. She's called the daughter of Asher. So why the first time is she called the sister of Asher's children, of Asher's sons, yet in Sefer Bamidbar she's called Asher's daughter? So says the Ramban, I'll tell you. So Ramban writes in Sefer Bamidbar that really this wasn't the daughter of Asher. This was Asher, he remarried, and his wife brought Serach into the marriage. So it was his stepdaughter. So that's why the first time she's called the sister of the sons of Asher. But why does the Torah do that? Why the first time is she called the sister, and then the second time is she called the daughter? The Ramban doesn't explain that. So l'chor, based on what we're saying, it's very good. Because the first time the Torah mentions Serach bas Asher is before Moshe is born. And it's not yet been nischadesh, kolamagadol yosim b'sech beisim ma'alel avakazuk iliyodo. So she can't be called the daughter of Asher. She can only be called the sister of the sons of Asher. But already in Sefer Bamidbar Moshe is on the scene, so you could say Serach bas Asher. So it works out very nicely according to the Ramban. Now, to help us fuller, better understand these ideas. And why that works, and why Moshe is the one who's mechadish asim. Let's try to understand the difference between a bias, a Yiddish bias, and a mitzvah bias. Now, we take it for granted that a home is a father, a mother, a son, and a daughter, a family, what we would call a mishpacha. That's a Yiddish concept. And if the world takes to that, that's our contribution, one of the many Ein Sof contributions which we have to the world. However, in Mitzrayim, it was not like that. The dynamic and the understanding of what a bias is completely different. How do we see that? Firstly, we would assume that an av, when you refer to a father, it means a father who gives birth to his children, he loves his children. But we find in Mitzrayim the term av not being used that way. We find by Yosef that Yosef, when he's being paraded around Mitzrayim, he's being celebrated at the Mishnah Lemelech, they call up Lefanav, Karu Lefanav, Avreich. Called Avrich. Rashi says, He's Av b'chachma v'rach b'shanim. He's not called Av because he's a father. He's not even married. He doesn't have children. So why is he called an Av? He's Av because of his chachma. But what you see from here is that Mitzrayim has a way of distorting the term Av. And again later, that when Yosef sends a messenger, his brothers, to Yaakov, telling him to come, and come to see all of the covenant which I have in Mitzrayim, what does he say? Vayesimenu la'av, the para l'Mitzrayim. That they made me into an Av over here. What does Rashi say? It's not an Av. Asar upatron. Patron is a funny word, but asar means he's a dignitary. That's what it means, Av. That's not an Av is, but that's how they use it in Mitzrayim. What is this coming to tell us? That in Mitzrayim, the way that they understood bias in Av is completely different. Av is a sar. That's all that it means. And this is what the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. But the Gemara has a discussion about yichus. Does a goy have yichus? Does a goy not have yichus? The Gemara says, no, a goy doesn't have yichus. And this is the term the Gemara uses. Ein av l'mitzri. And so it says Rashi, it doesn't just mean mitzri, it means any akum. So why is it called ein av l'mitzri? But according to what we're saying, because in Mitzrayim, ein av. There's no musag of av. And we know that to be true. One of the greatest nisim of all the makos was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be mavchin in makos bachoris, who is the bachor, who is not the bachor. Because one woman, Rashi says, could have 5-6 bachoris. There's no musag of a mishpacha. A man looks at a woman in Mitzrayim as an article of pleasure. That's all. You see that from Potiphar himself. Because when Potiphar tells Yosef not to touch his wife, and Yosef tells that to Potiphar, he says, I can't touch you, because the only thing which is off limits to me in this house is, ki im alechem ashehu oichel. Only the bread which he eats, says Rashi, that's referring to Eishes Potiphar. Since when do you refer to a woman as a wife, as lechem? But that's how they understood, that's how they viewed women. Just like a man, he has hanah from his food, so he sees a woman as having a place for him to have hanah. It's not a musag of a family. There's no mishpachas in Mitzrayim. This one is with this woman, this one is with that one. There's no mishpacha. It's just a culture which is completely void of any sense of mishpacha, any sense of having a father and a mother and to have children, having a mishpacha. So then what is a bias? A bias is a place of melacha. There's an adon habayis, like Yosef refers to Potiphar as the adon habayis, and in that house, people come to do work. Vayavo Yosef habaisa lasis melachta. A bias is a place where you do melacha. That's what's valued in Mitzrayim. Not a mishpacha. It's a place that was called the anshe habayis, the people of the house, not the family members. They're called anshe habayis. What's your role in the house? Think about the base pirate. In the base Pyra, we never have any mention anywhere in the Torah of the wife of Pyra, although she's mentioned in the Medrash. But the wife of Pyra, the children of Pyra, there's what's called the Bechor Pyra HaYeshiv HaKisai, but there's no musik of Mishpacha in Mitzrayim. What do we find repeatedly in Mitzrayim? There's what's called the Sar. There's the Sar HaOifim, there's the Sar HaTabachim, there's the Sar HaMashkim. And even when the brothers come down to Pyra, what's the first thing that Pyra says to the brothers? They say, Shalom Aleichem. He says, who? Rav doesn't say, what's your name? Where do you come from? He says, ma ma'aseichem, what do you do? How can I use you? For what malacha can you do? How can I implement you to make use of you in my house? Ma ma'aseichem. So they said, oh, we come from a great line of aveseinu. Notice how they talk. We have avos. We have a mesaira. So perhaps, if that's the case, I'll make you sari mikneh. You could be the sari mikneh. A new post in the house of power called sari mikneh. Sar mashkim, sar oifim, sar tabachim. Sar beisa soyar, sari mikne. That's what's called an av. That's what Rashi says. Vayisimenu la'av, l'sar, or l'patra. But that's the musik of what's called avhus in the house of Pyro and in Mitzrayim. It's a place that people do malacha. That's what's valued. Ma ma'asechem, what could you do for me? La'asas malach. Now, what comes along with this is because since people don't have any identity, there is no names in Mitzrayim either. We don't know what the Sar HaOifim's name was, but no, the Torah makes many, many names in Sefer Bereishis. Hundreds of names of people. In Mitzrayim, no names. We don't know Paro's name. Paro always in Mitzrayim was just called Paro. We don't know who he was, what his name was. We assume Ramses the second, whatever it is, but we don't know his name. Right? Who was the Sar HaOifim? Who was the Sar Mashkim? Who was the Sar... Who are these people? We don't know. They only know one name, that's called Potiphar. And even that, the Medrash says, and it goes along with what we're saying, he's called Potiphar because he had his father, he didn't know who his father was, his mother was impregnated by two men. One was named was Paiti, the other one was Perah. So it's called Paitifar. So he's given a name. But even his name is bringing out this Musak that there's no Av in Mitzrayim. So his name is coming to testify to that. So everybody's nameless. Even Yosef, he comes up from the bar, he impresses Parah. Parah doesn't ask him, what's your name? He says, I'm making you Avrich, and I'll tell you what your name is. Your name is Tzafnas Panech, because that's what you do. You're named by your malacha. That's all. So people have no identity. They have no names and they have no identity. And there's no bias. What does the Torah tell at the beginning of Parashat Shmais? You know how Yaakov comes out to Mitzrayim? With Shmois, which names, and with a bias. Because that's exactly what Mitzrayim doesn't have. They don't have names, and they don't have a bias. And the Torah goes on to say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Chazal, we praised the Shvatim and the children of the Shvatim throughout all those years. Shelashinu es Shemam, they didn't change their names. They didn't give up their names. Because a name means an identity. My name is Yisrael Lakechav, and the Medrash says, Kulam Shem Masikra. Everybody has a name in Klai Yisrael. Now, with this being said, we can add one last thing. There's a Musak in Mitzrayim called Yom Huledes as Parah, a birthday. Why does the Torah mention the birthday of Parah? The reason why is because they celebrated Parah's birthday as like a yontif, because Parah claimed that he wasn't born by father and mother. He was born on his own. He gave birth to himself. He was this heavenly neshama, so to speak, this nefesh, which came down into the world. That's why he's the ruler. But he always existed. He was always above. And like he says, Liyah Ayri V'ayin Yasi Sani. I created the river. Meaning, nobody created me. I created everything else. So what you see from here is the reason why Parah is celebrated is because he doesn't have a father and he's a mother. And he's considered to be special because of that. So who in Mitzrayim would respect the father and mother if the leader of the kingdom doesn't have a father and mother? And that's his shevach. So of course it's not going to be an av and an aim, because that just shows a person's loneliness if there's an av and an aim. You have to try to make yourself as less of av and aim as possible. So of course there's no kibbutz av and aim in Mitzrayim, but Yosef broke that klipa, because what Yosef excelled in more than anything was his devotion to Yaakov Avinu. And that's why in the conversations between the brothers and Yosef, and why the brothers are so confused, because Yosef is always asking about his father, and the brother is always asking questions about that. Well, if this is the ruler of Mitzrayim, he's not talking like a Mitzri. He's talking like one of them. This is the contribution of Yaakov ubnei mishpachlo to the world. Not that Parah says, Liyadati es Hashem. Elokim I know. The Shem Elokim, the Arizal says, Parah doesn't say, Liyadati Elokim, because Yosef is always talking about Elokim in Mitzrayim. Why does he know Elokim and not Havaya? Because Elokim is the Shem of Hashem's Malacha. Bereishis bar Elokim. Elokim is the name which is always being used throughout Maisa Bereishis. That's the Malacha of Hashem. But Havaya, the Zohar says, Havaya stands for Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud is the father, He is the mother, Vav is the son, the He is the daughter. That's the family. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu when you have a Vav and a He, a son and a daughter. Lo Yadat is Havaya. The Musak of Havaya, of a Mishpacha, doesn't exist in Mitzvah. But that's why the Torah emphasizes. The night of Yitzias Mitzvah, when you Shech the Korban Pesach, how are you supposed to have that? L'mishpachoy Seichem Shachatu HaPasach. It's Eden L'mishpachoy Seichem, as a family. And that's what we're knowing. We don't have it with strangers. Of course, we invite Aniyim to come in. But that's part of the wider, the greater bias applies, so. But it's a din in the mishpachay seichem. And the mitzvah is vehigadat labincha, the interaction between a father and a son. That in itself breaks the klipa of Mitzrayim. To have a musak that there's an av and he's magat to his children. The mesayra, which is what the shvatim represented when they came to fire. That's what breaks klipa of Mitzrayim. Let's go back to our question. We had said before, what was the suffix of the chartumim? The suffix of the chartumim was this. When Moshe was born into the world, like we had said, he revealed the chiddush, as the Gemara says. He revealed the chiddush. And that's because Basia took him from the river and raised him. So why did they not know whether he would be a Mitzri or Yehudi if they saw everything else so well? Says the Maharal. Because since we say, so who is the mother? Yocheva gave birth to him. So Mitzadzeh, he's a Yehudi. But the fact that Basia is raising him, he's a Mitzri. So they saw perfectly good. And it wasn't a suffix. It was both true. That they didn't know who is he a Yisraeli or is he a Mitzri? But the answer is, he's really both. That's exactly my Maral. But according to what we're saying, Moshe was Megala that Chiddush. That's why they couldn't understand it. Because this was a new Musa which came to the world and they couldn't be Mevara that in it. But this helps us understand why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Megala this Chiddush. Why is this Moshe's Chiddush when he's born into the world? Because Moshe is Yisraeli, and he's also Mitzi. Mitzad the fact that he's a Yisrael, so in order to have Avhud, you need to give birth to the child. But in Mitzrayim, there's no musig of Av and Emanel. Even if you give birth to the child, even if you raise the child, there's no musig like that in Mitzrayim. So how, if you bring these two things together, the fact that in Klal Yisrael there's a dag of Av ve'Em, there's a Ben and a Bas, but in Mitzrayim there's not. If you put the two things together, Alam this is Nischadish, a bridge, a medium between the two. And that's what? Even if you don't give birth to the child, it could still be as if you gave birth by raising the child. That's like a hybrid between the Musag of Yisrael and the Inyan of Mitzrayim. Understand? And so therefore, that lumdus is a creation of the fact that Moshe is Mitzad Echad Yisraeli, Mitzad Hashem is also a Mitzri. That's what's Nischadish through Moshe at this time. Now, why v'lo yachol Yosef l'sapek? Because what are the words that Yehuda says to Yosef? Before we do that, let's go back for a second. Why is it that, go back to our original question, Yaakov and Yosef, right? Yaakov says, haloi avoy ani yevim chavecha l'shtach v'zecha arza, can't be. No, really, he was hoping t'chias ha-mesef. But at the end, there was no t'chias ha-mesef. It was referring to Bila. How could it be referring to Bila? It's referring to Bila because Bila raised him. And call him a gadol yosem b'sech b'esem ma'alel of a cause of kilu yolda. And again, late by Yosef and Eishes Potiphar. So how come Eishes Potiphar and Yosef didn't know that it's referring to us not? Because call him a gadol yosem b'sech b'esem ma'alel of a kilu yolda. But why didn't they know that? Teres is, it was before Moshe was born. It was only came into the world when Moshe was born. That's the source of that limud. But they didn't see it because it wasn't his chadash yet. But that's the tzad hashav of both places by Yosef, that it wasn't his gala. And how does Yehuda talk to Yosef? Yehuda says, one of the things he says, in describing Binyamin and the fact that they had lost Yosef, Vayivaser hu levadai li'imai va'avi v'hevai. He was left, Vayivaser hu levadai. Binyamin is the only one. Li'imai, to his mother. What do you mean to his mother? Rachel's dead. So the Medrash says, Zeh Bilha. He's called, so look, Yehuda says, imai is referring to Bilha. Yehuda knows the secret. He understands Kol Magad al Kilu Yaldai. And when Yosef hears those words, that Yosef refers to Bila as Imai, he goes back to the dreams and he realizes, Pshan in the dreams is not that it was going to be Rachel. Pshan in the dreams that it was Bila, Kol Magad al Yosef Mezech Beisai. Now he realizes that. So, Merelo Yolo Yochel Yosef Litafik. He gives in. And he says, now I understand that my understanding of the dreams are wrong. When I was chasing this whole time, this should be Triaz Amazim, I see that there's a different height in the dream. Therefore, Lo Yochel Yosef Litafik. He has to reveal himself. Va'ir el ha'avois. That's what Rashi says, but we ask the question, everyone asks. It says, Al Avram Yisrael Vel Yaakov, but the pshat is like this. We had said a few shurim ago that Yosef HaTzadik was striving to be an Av. There's a daraga called Av, but the Gemara says Av is only for three. Ein Avos El Shleisha. Yosef tried to be an Av. L'maisa, he's like a mix between an Av and a Ben. He's called the Bechor. And even a Bechor has Av status, but not exactly. He's a quasi. So Moshe Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu also wanted to be in the Dag of Avos. But because he said, Lama Havi Oysa Lama Zama Deshachtani, he said harsh words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, you're out. Va'eira El Ha'avos. You were hoping to be Zeche to the Dag of Av, but you're not. Because he spoke that way, the Dag of Avos is closed. That's what Rashi is coming to say. Va'eira El Ha'avos. What do you mean? It says, Avim Sokvi Yaakov. What Rashi is saying is now, this is the Avos. Mikan Ve'ilach, there's no more Avos. All the Mefarshim say, the Noam HaDimelech, the Vitebsker, and everybody else. But Moshe didn't say Lama Yosef Lamezeh because he was accusing. He wasn't speaking harsh to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He did it because of his Avas Yisrael and his Avas Hashem. It was an Aver L'Shema, which is even Godol Mimetzah Shalo L'Shema. So Mimela. You can't say that Moshe loses out if he did it L'Shem Shemayim. So Mimela. Moshe is not going to be an Avas anymore. That's closed off. But because he did it L'Shem Shemayim, it must be that he's Zeichet to a level which is even higher than Avos. And that's called Rabbeinu. There's only one Rabbeinu. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe is the source of this, no? Kol hamelamed ben chaver toyla ma'alo kili yoda. That means to say, but by being a Rebbe, you could be a father too. So since Moshe Rabbeinu did it l'shem shemayim, he was zeichet to a higher level called Rabbeinu, he didn't lose out on being an Avos. But he becomes an Av, not because he gives birth to us, but because he teaches us Torah, he's also called an Av. So Mamela, he was zeichet to both, to be Rabbeinu, and to also be Avinu. And that's what the Gemara says, Pru Urvu. The Gemara says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, how could you say Basia gave birth to him? Bahar Ravu Yeravie. That means the Lashon of Ravu. Ravu was Lashon Rebbe. It means to raise somebody. When you raise somebody, that's called Ravu, Milashon Rabbeinu, Ke'ilu Yole. And we see that also later on in Sefer Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu, his back is against the wall, and he can't take anymore leading these people. And he turns to God and says, Hanechi Harisi Amazah, Hanechi Lidfil, did I give birth to this people? Says Avraham Chaim HaKadosh, yes, you gave birth to this people. Hanechi Yelidetihu, Moshe says, yes, because you, says Avraham HaKadosh, Kolam Alamed Ben Chavir Atayim, Ma'al Alav Gazim Kilo Yodo. Yes, it's as if you gave birth to Klal Yisrael. Moshe was Zeicha to that dag. Because he was an Avera L'Shema, he was Zeicha with Klal Yisrael, not just to Elaz Avi Samar, and to another interview, but to all of Klal Yisrael. Ma'al Alav Gazim Kilo Yodo. That's Pshat Rashi Ve'ira Lovelace. So, but Derechem is, since the beginning of the Pasha, is focusing so much on this Inyan, that since Va'era La'avos, Moshe is included really enough through the fact that he's Rabbeinu, because Kol HaMagadol Yosem Masech Beis Amal Alki L'Yaldai, that's the Shoresh of the Chiddush HaMoshe, that's his great Gili to the world. So Mamela, Va'era El Avram El Yitzhak Vel Yaakov Bekel Shakai Shmi Hashem Lai Naidati is Gematria Kol HaMagadol Yosem Masech Beis Amal Alki L'Yaldai.